Letters to Daniel, Volume 2. Letter 7-6. The Sheep and Goat Deception. Written and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2012, in the third month, on the second day of the third month.
And when the Son of Man comes,
and all in his glory,
and all the angels with him,
he will sit on his throne.
Then shall he sit on his glorious throne.
All the nations will be gathered before him.
And he shall divide the nations before him.
As a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, you who are blessed by my Father,
take your inheritance. But the goats on his left,
the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the
world. And he shall say to the sheep,
for I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink.
Come ye,
I was a stranger, blessed
of my Father,
inherit
the kingdom.
And you clothed me,
prepared for you,
sick and you looked after me.
From the foundation of the world,
and you came to visit me.
For I was hungry.
Then the righteous will answer him, Lord,
and you gave me
when did
something
we see
eat?
You hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink?
I was thirsty.
When did we see
you
a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?
And you clothed me.
He will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.
I was sick, and I was in prison, and you came to me. Thank you. Enter into your rest. They shall answer him. Yes, they shall answer him. And they'll say, Lord, when? When were you hungry, Lord, and we gave you something to eat? Lord, when were you thirsty? Can't remember. And we gave you drink. When were you naked, Lord, and we clothed you? Or Lord, when were you a stranger and we invited you in? I mean, we invited lots of people in. But Lord, I'd never forget that face. Oh Lord, when were you sick and we visited you? Or in prison and we came to you? Lord, tell us. Inasmuch as you've done it to the least of my brethren, you've done it unto me. Oh yes. Inasmuch as you've done it to the very least of my brethren. Oh, you've done it. You've done it unto me. Enter into your rest. Then he shall turn
then he will
to those,
say
on,
to
his
those on his left. Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me. They also will answer,
depart from me, you cursed ones, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was naked, out in the cold, in exposure, and you sent me away. I was a stranger, and I knocked at your door. But you didn't open. You told me to go away. I was sick, racked in pain upon my bed, and I begged and prayed and pleaded that you'd come, but you didn't. I was in prison, and I rotted there. I prayed that you'd come. I heard your programs on the radio and read your magazines, but you never came. Depart from me,
Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?
Lord, when? I mean, when were you hungry, Lord? And we didn't give you something to eat. I mean, Lord, when were you thirsty and we didn't give you drink? I mean, that's not fair. Well, would you like something now? One of the angels want to go out and get the Lord a hamburger and a Coke? Yeah. Oh, you're not hungry. I lost my appetite too. Lord, when were you naked? I mean, that's not fair either, Lord. We didn't even know what size you wear. Well, Lord, when were you a stranger, Lord? You weren't one of those creepy people that used to come to the door, were you? Oh, Lord, that wasn't our ministry, Lord. We just didn't feel led, you know? Well, Lord, Lord, when were you sick? What did you have anyway? Well, at least it wasn't fatal. Oh, it was? Oh, I'm sorry, Lord, I would have sent you a card. Lord, just one last thing we want to know. When were you in prison, Lord? Lord, what were you in for anyway? I had a friend in Leavenworth. Enough!
You reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life.
Inasmuch as you've not done it to the least of my brethren, you've not done it unto me. Inasmuch as you've not done it to the least of my brethren, you've not done it unto me. Depart from me. And these shall go away into everlasting fire, but the righteous into eternal life. And my friends, the only difference between the sheep and the goats, according to this scripture, is what they did and didn't do.
Dear Dan, I am the oldest of three brothers, and we are all the children our parents had, who remained faithful to each other for their entire marriage. My youngest sibling brother, CB18, told me something that he witnessed, which I have no reason to disbelieve. This occurred while I was away for military training in 1976 at a church U9 located in L10, where my family attended for many years. The church building no longer exists, but some of the people get together from time to time. I know firsthand that the pastor of the church believed that speaking in tongues was the oil referenced in the parable of the 10 virgins. So he was concerned that as many of his flock spoke in tongues as possible, otherwise they would be counted among the foolish virgins and left behind. The following event occurred at a series of special evangelistic meetings with prophetic overtones and different speakers. My middle brother, CB19, has been plagued with evil spirits for many years. He was referenced in the dream I sent to you early on, that is not included with these letters. But it was something that happened at one of the meetings that was conveyed to me by CB18 that is most pronounced. At one of the meetings, the special speaker took a poll of the congregation. They were asked who spoke in tongues and who did not. Then the evangelist had those who spoke in tongues sit on one side of the sanctuary and the non-tongue speakers sit on the other. Once everyone was seated again, the evangelist began to tell the congregation that those who spoke in tongues were the sheep and that those who did not were the goats. and that they were under judgment, since this was the sheep and goat judgment occurring in that service. My brother, CB18, told me that after that meeting, our brother, CB19, was never the same. When I heard this report, which was told to me just a few years ago, I knew then, and have become more convinced by further evidence, that my brother was wounded in his spirit then, to the point that it allowed demonic infection to set in. CB19 is on Social Security disability and supplemental security income. He lives in subsidized housing. He dropped out of school at the 8th grade, but is very smart nonetheless. He is on psychotropic medications. The medical industrial complex calls his condition delusional paranoid schizophrenia or bipolar. The scripture calls it demonic possession. I have recently seen the lead demon manifest, and I am praying for the right time to have them all removed. It is my hope, and I see signs pointing in this direction, that this year will be the day of my brother's deliverance and healing. CB19 recently told me of his $7,000 credit card debt, which I'm sure he accumulated while under the influence of the demonic bipolar presence in his life. So I pray that part of his deliverance will be a complete dismissal of all credit charges and satisfaction of his debt. In Jesus' name. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.